guest today, Bourbon Scum. Tell us a little bit about the band and who's in it, for those who don't know.
We're a four-piece rock and roll band from Catskill.
And what's your name?
My name's August. I'm the singer and guitar player.
I'm Paul. I play drums.
And two members that aren't here are Nick, the bass player, and my brother Rick, the guitar player.
The okay. Wizard.
How long have you guys been playing together?
Me and Paul and Rick have been playing together since we were kids. Probably
14 years old. Seventh grade, sixth grade.
Okay. Yep.
And how did you come to be a band? I know you've played in other bands too.
Just kind of out of necessity of needing to do something with ourselves, and we all just kind of picked up the individual instruments. And
I actually lived with the band for a while, and our original bassist Wayne was a good friend. We all worked in the same factory, and when those dudes weren't home, we'd go down and use all their stuff. The drummer actually used to hide his sticks from me, because he knew we were playing all their equipment, and they didn't really like it. But a lot of the songs, the original songs, started out like that. He'd play one finger chords, okay. And I started, you know, just putting a beat together, and we decided this is a lot of fun, and
we just went with it.
Yeah,
I think that's a familiar American story, probably worldwide story.
Oh right? Yeah,
that bands form in much the same way, and you've come a long way from then, because you've just recorded a record, and I know that you're playing quite frequently in a variety of places, as far north as Vermont and in Albany. And tell us a little bit about where you've been playing.
We've been playing, just last weekend we played in Rutland, Vermont, and we played Clifton Park on Sunday, and then you know, we go as far south as like New York City, Long Island, Massachusetts. We're going to Boston in the next few weeks, and
have you done a proper tour yet, or are you just doing?
We're
itching to, though.
Yep.
So the record is the first step, I guess.
Yeah,
it is.
You need
yeah.
something to sell when you're going around.
Yeah, we just picked up T-shirts. A good friend of ours in Rutland, Diane, just made us pins. So everything's sort of coming together right now.
Yep.
Now, if somebody wants to buy your record, how can they get a hold of a copy?
We have copies for sale at John Doe Records
okay.
in Hudson.
That's on 7th Street in Hudson?
Around the public
the
square there, yeah.
Yep.
Yep.
And then we have, if you're in Albany, we have them at Last Vestige Records
okay.
on Quail Street and Fuzz Records on Lark Street.
Okay. Very good. Go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to ask, what do you guys, is there much of a punk scene in Greene County or in northern New York in general?
Yeah, there's a pretty good amount of people that, you know, bands getting together and shows going on, especially up in Albany and, you know, out towards Boston. Vermont's pretty good, too.
What are some other good local or regional bands you want to give a shout out to anybody?
Definitely Knights Fuzz.
They're the band on the other side of the 7-inch. It's a
yep.
split 7-inch.
Yep.
And where are they from?
They're from Albany as well. And the independent label that put the record out is actually it's run by the singer of Knights of Fuzz, Ian. He's a great guy and helping us out a lot, getting stuff together. And
Chloroform Party.
Yeah, Chloroform Party. New
band that just got together. They're great.
Where are they from?
Albany.
And Murder's Row, we just played with them on Sunday.
Band. And so is Valentine's the best place to see bands in the area, or is there any place local closer?
Valentine's has been the best to us, and they are a great, you know, laid-back club.
They probably have the highest frequency of shows, too.
Yeah.
They do stuff.
They're all, you know, good people who run it. A lot of places put us on, though. Like I said, up in Rutland, they're always really good to us. They put on a lot of DIY all ages shows. I don't know, what would you say?
Yeah, around here
Yeah, well, right. Probably Albany's. Probably Valentine's. I'd say.
I know you
have
played locally because I remember you were in Helsinki last fall.
Yeah. So, we haven't really heard back from them since then, but yeah, it went well.
I think they're like Valentine's. They have an awful lot of shows there.
Yeah.
Yep.
In Greene County, is there any place that caters to?
There could be more.
Okay.
Could ask for more down in Greene County.
Yeah, the Fernwoods put us on a couple times. They've always really good.
That's out in Palenville.
Palenville, yes. Yep. Yeah. I forgot about that one. I guess I should confess that Gus and Rick are my nephews, so that's how I know so much about the band. And when is your next concert?
It's on Saturday. It's in Worcester, Massachusetts.
Okay. So people from around here have to drive a ways if they want to see
that's
you there.
True. On
the 6th.
On Monday the 6th, we'll be at Bogey's in Albany.
Okay.
With the Murder Junkies, which it's Gigi Allen's brother is a member in the band. Yeah.
We have a microphone somewhere in the building. Maybe I'll show you when we finish. That is probably Gigi Allen. Was originally Gigi Allen's microphone.
Oh yeah.
Wow. Cool.
I can imagine what that looks like.
Yeah.
And smells like. Yeah.
And do you have a website that people can go to?
We do. We have a Facebook website that we do most of the band management off of.
So just go to Facebook and. Do a search for Bourbon Scum.
Yep, Bourbon
Scum. And
they'll
find you.
They also have a Bandcamp that has a good amount of music on it.
Okay, so you can go there and listen to your music as well.
Uh-huh. Yep.
And does it have, when you know of new concerts coming up that you're doing, do they get on there?
We post those on our Facebook.
Okay.
Most of the time.
So it sounds like Facebook is the place to go if you want to keep track of your schedule and music and so forth.
Bandcamp actually has some of our old... some songs off the old demo on it,
and then it also has some unreleased songs too. So,
okay.
And how many songs are on the 7-inch?
Two of our songs, and then on the other side, there's two of Knights of Fuzz songs.
All right, and are they both radio friendly?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So maybe we should play one of them.
Why don't we play one of them, and then we'll talk about it.
All right.
Back on the WGXC Afternoon Show. That was the first song. What was that called?
That was called No Romance.
All right. And you recorded that locally?
We did. We recorded it ourselves in our practice space, and our guitar player engineered it.
That being Rick.
Rick, yeah. Yeah.
Who wrote the song?
I wrote the song.
Music and lyrics?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Say a little bit about what it was like to write this particular song, what you were thinking of, and how it came about.
It's basically, it's just kind of not letting yourself be fooled by people that are, you know, just out to use you for something, you know. And I think musically, it's a lot with the whole band. We're influenced by a lot of like 60s and 70s rock and roll. Just keeping the song short and, you know, kind of in the style of like British Invasion or like I guess Detroit style rock and roll.
And you do some covers from that era too.
We do, yeah.
I know you've been doing Poison Ivy by the Coasters.
Yep.
And Little Town Flirt by Del Shannon.
We do those, yeah.
Yeah. Any others you?
We do Connie Francis' song, oh, Vacation.
That's right. That's right.
I'm yeah. so tired yeah. sometimes.
Yep, I'm So Tired by the Beatles. Mm-hmm. We've done that before.
Now, they say it's real hard breaking into the music business. Has it been hard? What did you have to go through to get a record cut?
Yeah, for us it was easier only because it's a small independent label.
Uh-huh.
We met the guy that runs it just from playing shows around the area, and I'd say the most work was having the artwork finished and all that, and waiting around, sitting around, biting our nails, waiting for it to be done.
Okay. All right. Can you make a living in the music business these days?
We're not.
Yeah, we're certainly not.
Okay. Yeah, well.
But it doesn't discourage us, though, you know. We just want to play.
Yes, well, I find the same thing when I play. I don't make money, but I keep playing anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah, so
we'll keep on trying.
Let's listen to the second song, and then we'll talk about that a little.
All right.
I don't wanna lose.
All right, that was the second song on the Bourbon Scum 7-inch, and what was that song called?
Rumble.
Rumble. And that's a split 7-inch with Knights of Fuzz from Albany.
Who wrote Rumble?
That was written by our guitar player, Rick.
Okay.
And I wrote some of the words.
Okay. And I know you've written a lot of songs, because you've been together for a few years. Why did you pick these two for your record?
I think they just came out the most powerful of the songs we recorded at that time.
So they would probably make the most impact on people.
Yeah, we knew we were looking for two songs and that they had to be catchy because it was going to be our first album. So.
And.
All right, anything else coming? You have any other local shows coming up ahead of, or anything else coming up?
On this Friday, I'm going to be doing a guest spot with Knights of Fuzz. It's an earlier show at Valentine's. It starts at 6, and I'm just going to be doing some covers with them.
Do they mostly do covers, Knights of Fuzz?
They do a lot of originals, but they do a lot of covers. They always play like a matinee show at least once a month. So I'm going to be doing some good songs with them. New York Dolls and Stooges, stuff like that.
Is that an all-ages show?
I think it's 18 plus.
All right.
If things would turn out the way you would like them to, what would you see as the future of Bourbon Scum?
Just play. Maybe finally go on tour with one of our, you know, friends' bands and play for as long as possible.
See more of the country. Put out full-length album.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Because we are sitting on a ton of songs that we've had for a while recorded and want to put out.
Well, that sounds great, and I hope you are able to realize those goals.
Yeah?
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks.
Thanks for coming back on WGXC. I think you've been in all three studios now, haven't you?
I think so.
Yeah, actually.
You played at the Catskill Community Center time, right?
Yep.
And then you were in the Hudson studio, too.
Yeah.
So we're keeping up with Bourbon Scum here and their new 7-inch that's out. And you can get it at John Doe Records, I guess, in Hudson is the best place to get it locally.
Closest one, yes.
All right, this is the WGXC Afternoon Show. Thank you guys for coming in.
Thanks
a lot for having us.